This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hello, I'm Rockin' Rod Schumacher, host of Middays on 103.5 WGRR, where you hear Cincinnati's greatest hits. Wonderful to be back with you here on Radio Reading Services to bring you the latest celebrity news from Us Weekly magazine. On the cover of the latest issue, Vanderpump Rules' Brittany Cartwright, How My Marriage Fell Apart, Princess Kate's Family Business Goes Bust, and Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock, Helping Her Heal, How Jennifer Has Taken Sandra Under Her Wing After the Tragic Death of Her Longtime Partner, Brian Randall. That is the cover story. Let's go straight to it. Someone to Lean On, inside the friendship between Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock and how they've supported each other through thick and thin. On March 30th, Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock arrived at the Hayes Theater in New York City to watch their pal Sarah Paulson perform in the play Appropriate. They were accompanied by Bullock's 14-year-old son, Lewis, Jason Bateman and his wife, Amanda Anka, Ed Norton and his wife, Shauna Robertson, and Sean Hayes, but spent most of the evening bonding with each other. Sandra and Jen were seated next to each other in the theater and were chatting and laughing together during intermission, says an onlooker, noting that the whole group headed backstage after the show to hang with the cast. Sandra and Jen were linked at the hip all night, the onlooker adds. They were having a great time together. The A-listers have been friends since the mid-1990s, but they've grown closer in recent years. Bullock, age 59, has been there for Aniston, who's 55, amid her high-profile divorces from Brad Pitt and Justin Theroux. And Aniston was a shoulder to cry on for Bullock after the Oscar winner lost her longtime partner, Brian Randall, in August following his 3-year battle with ALS. There is a lot of love and respect between Jen and Sandra, says a source. They have extremely similar personalities and are both fearless. The longtime pals detailed their relationship history for an Aniston cover story in Interview magazine in 2020. The duo revealed that their mutual ex, actor Tate Donovan, whom they both dated in the 1990s, first introduced them at a pre-Golden Globes party. He seems to have a type, quipped Aniston. Later, the actresses hung out at a friend's wedding where they took shots of Jack Daniels. That was the first time I got sick drinking with you, Bullock recalled. The star said they eventually connected on a deeper level. Anyone who has the honor of being in your home and in your life doesn't want to leave because it's safe. It's emotional. It's joyous, Bullock gushed. Aniston added, the conversation around women supporting women is new, but I think we've been doing it a long time. In July of 2020, the Friends alum posted a photo showing her celebrating Bullock's 56th birthday with Anka, Paulson and Paulson's partner, Holland Taylor, writing, Happy birthday, Sandy. We love you. They ushered in Halloween together in October of 2022, with Aniston sharing a video of her and Bullock carving pumpkins. And for Bullock's 59th birthday, Aniston revealed her cute nickname for the Miss Congeniality star with a heartfelt birthday post that read, Happy birthday, Sand Allah. We love you so much. Alongside photos of them with their girl squad, which includes Anka and Aniston's Friends co-star, Courtney Cox. The two ultra-successful A-listers could have easily become Hollywood rivals, but instead became each other's biggest cheerleaders. Jen and Sandra had to manage some tricky situations over the years when they were up for the same jobs, reveals the source. But it became clear in the early 2000s that they would both benefit from being allies. The source says it helped that Aniston and Bullock are repped by the same team at Creative Arts Agency. To this day, they continue to root for each other. Jen's never been jealous of Sandra and always felt she deserved her success and had an amazing instinct for material, says the source, adding that Bullock also had a whole action movie career that was completely distant from the rom-com space that Jen is so comfortable in. The actresses have a good deal in common. Beyond their on-screen talent, undeniable charisma, and love of architecture and design, the pair are natural-born leaders. Aniston, who's worth an estimated $300 million, launched her production company called Echo Films in 2008. She and her partner, Kristen Hahn, are executive producers of Aniston's hit Apple TV Plus drama, The Morning Show. Bullock, worth an estimated $250 million, founded Fortis Films in 1995. She served as producer on many of her movies, including her last project, 2022's The Lost City. Jen and Sandra have great business instincts, says the source. When it comes down to it, there simply aren't a lot of other actresses out there who they can relate to so well with multi-decade career trajectories. Aniston is more Hollywood than Bullock, often hosting dinner parties and get-togethers at her $21 million Bel Air mansion, while Bullock, who announced in March of 2022 that she was stepping back from work commitments to focus on life at home with her kids, spends most of her time at her Texas property with son Louis and daughter Layla, who's 12. Sandra made the decision not to raise her children in Los Angeles, says the source. She really enjoys just being a normal mom, driving her kids around and being there to support them. Bullock leaned on Aniston after Randall's passing at the age of 57. In January, Bullock's sister, Gesina, shared that the actress had recently spread Randall's ashes in Wyoming. "Happy birthday, Bri," she wrote. "Sandy brought you to the river, just as she promised." Bullock is still grieving, but the clouds are starting to lift. Her recent girls' trip to New York City with Aniston was a success. "Jen is especially plugged into Sandra's world," says a source. "And even when Sandra can't be in L.A., she and Jen stay in touch." Bullock's also gearing up to return to work. "Sandra is bouncing back after losing Brian, and she's ready to make movies again," says a source, noting that the Blind Side star has been reading scripts and is looking to do a comedy. "She's just waiting for something to land in her mailbox that she can't say no to. Sandra feels like she still has more to do and more to say." They have mutual respect for each other, says a source of Aniston and Bullock. Bullock's boyfriend of 8 years, Brian Randall, died after a battle with ALS last August. Their girl group meet the other women Aniston and Bullock have in their corner. Mary McCormick. In 2014, the In Plain Sight actress, age 55, appeared on Chelsea Handler's show, Chelsea Lately, alongside Aniston and Bullock to help the host celebrate the final episode of the long-running series. Courtney Cox. Bullock said Aniston had introduced her to many friends over the years, likely including Cox, age 59. "You literally go. Here are my friends. They're going to love you too," she revealed in 2020. Molly McNeary. The TV writer, age 46, who's married to Jimmy Kimmel, met the actresses through Aniston's ex, Justin Theroux. "At first, I was a bit starstruck of Jen," Molly said, "but my nerves faded as soon as she hugged me, pulled a lime off of our tree for her vodka, rocks, and dissected The Bachelor." And finally, Amanda Anka. Like Bullock and Aniston, 55-year-old Anka is a producer. She and husband, Jason Bateman, join Aniston on a Mexican vacation in August of 2022. And are frequent guests at her famous dinner parties. Inside their getaway, how the stars enjoyed themselves while on the East Coast. It was an upscale excursion. Aniston, Bullock, and Anka were spotted looking low-key in the ritzy town of Greenwich, Connecticut, on March 27th. Broadway-bound, they hung out and took photos with the cast of Appropriate, including pal Sarah Paulson. They spent the better part of an hour talking with the cast and catching up with Sarah, shares a source. And dinner with friends on March 28th, the pair joined Oppenheimer star Robert Downey Jr. and Aniston's good pal Jason Bateman for a fun meal at a French-Italian hotspot in Lower Manhattan. Telling all, Brittany Cartwright opens up about finding her strength as she navigates her split from Jack Taylor. It's been over 2 months since Brittany Cartwright moved out of her Los Angeles home that she shared with her husband of 4 years, Jack Taylor. Since then, she's been taking stock of their nearly decade-long relationship. "I've forgiven Jack for things that I shouldn't have over the years. I stood by him no matter what. But after 9 years, that can wear on you," Cartwright, age 35, shares. The Kentucky native and Taylor, who's 44, are currently starring in the hit new reality series called The Valley, which is on Tuesday nights at 9 on Bravo, which follows the couple and their friends as they navigate parenthood and marriage. Brittany Cartwright says, "I'm proud of myself." She announced the separation in February on the duo's podcast called When Reality Hits. "Jack and I are taking time apart," she revealed. The pair share son Cruz, who's 3. The Vanderpump Rules alum tells Us Weekly magazine she still doesn't know what the future holds for her and Taylor, but she's confident she's making the right decision for now. "I feel good," she says. "I feel strong, and I'm proud of myself for doing what's right for my mental health and my family." What was the final straw? And Brittany says, "We were fighting a lot. After the last big fight, I packed my bags. It was over a story he made up in his head. I was like, this is insane. This is a toxic situation, and Cruz and I cannot live here." You said things got worse after The Valley finished filming. How so? And Brittany replies, it just started getting bad. We'd always talked about having more kids, and he started questioning that. He was staying at the bar more. We weren't being intimate. We were getting on each other's nerves. I'm not perfect. I was yelling at him, too. A lot of things just piled up. You mentioned in a clip from The Valley that you weren't having much sex. And Brittany says, keeping things romantic and spicy is how you make it work. If we're going to make it 20 years, we have to keep this up. But it's already dwindled so much. It was messing with my confidence. Why is he not coming on to me? I felt like I wasn't good enough. If you start to feel like your partner doesn't want you and they're also being mean to you, it's like, what am I doing here? I'm basically living with a roommate. I hit my breaking point. Did you try to talk to him about it? And Brittany says, yeah. He would say, I'm 44 and I'm tired. I was like, oh my gosh, everybody has kids and not everybody's going through this. I can't talk to him about things. He always goes on the defensive. He doesn't care about my side. Do you think being back on reality TV affected your relationship? And Brittany replies, normally I'd say no, but maybe he got a bit of a big head again. He'd made a lot of changes for Cruz, but he started being the old Jack again. All season long, I wanted to be with him, and then things got continually worse. And he likes to throw things in your face, like, I got us a show, like I wouldn't have anything without him. You've dealt with Jack's bad behavior for years. Taylor confessed to cheating on Cartwright with their Vanderpump castmate Faith Stowers in 2017. What makes this different? And Brittany says, after having Cruz, I realized I wanted more in a relationship. I need to make sure Cruz isn't living in a house where his parents are fighting. That could be a horrible way to grow up. Are you still in love with Jack? And Brittany replies, I am, but it's different. I was very naive in the beginning on Vanderpump Rules. I was on a TV show, being embarrassed by Jack, but I was madly in love and I just wanted to be with him. I'm different now. I can stand up for myself and not take his stuff anymore. What would he have to do to get you back? And Brittany says, there are a lot of things, and I'm not seeing enough effort from his side. He needs to go to therapy. He doesn't need to be staying out at the bar all the time. He needs to respect me more and stop taking me for granted. I was the closest person to him and was kind of like his punching bag. He was always giving me jabs. I can't deal with that for the rest of my life. Do you think he's taking the separation seriously? And Brittany says he tries to act like everything is okay. He thinks we can get into an argument and he can apologize and then everything's back to normal. Jack recently said he has a hard time enjoying life because he feels like he always needs more. Did that play out between you? And Brittany replies, he's never satisfied. We have our son and this beautiful home, the bar. Taylor opened Jack's Studio City Sports Bar in L.A. in late 2023. And he has a successful podcast, and he still needs more. He's gone to doctors and complains that he needs help, but then never goes back. I had to pick up the pieces all the time. It's very frustrating. Is there a chance you two could get back together? And Brittany says, there's definitely a chance, but I won't waste my time and get back into a toxic situation. Now the veil has been lifted, and I see how much I was always cleaning up Jack's messes. I'm thrown in the middle of all these fights and constantly forced to apologize for him in the media and to friends. It's hard. Do you have a time frame for when you'd be ready to pull the plug? And Brittany says, we need to have a serious conversation. Every time I try to talk to him, it turns into an argument. But I'm obviously not going to do this for very long. I'm spending money on an Airbnb. I would love to be in my house. Do you feel like you'll be okay on your own? And Brittany replies, definitely. I feel really strong. At the beginning, I was freaking out. I came to Los Angeles for Jack, and we moved in together immediately. So I've never been here by myself. But now I have my own friends and my own money. How often do you and Jack communicate these days? And Brittany says, he'll text me random things and send me memes sometimes, but I'm trying to focus on Cruz. I do feel like I'm letting Jack have the best of both worlds because he's still at the house, and when I drop Cruz off, I will clean or I'll send groceries over. I need to limit that. He needs to see what it's like without me doing everything for him. You've said you're open to dating. What are you looking for in a guy? And Brittany replies, it's weird to even think about dating. But I need someone who has their stuff together, who is confident and respectful and makes me laugh. It's going to be difficult because I am so in the public eye. Have you and Jack talked about seeing other people? And Brittany says, here and there. We act like it would be okay, but I'm not sure. I think he'd freak out if he saw me with a man. I'd be upset, too. You can get over those things, but the first one might be strange. How's Cruz coping? Does he know what's going on? And Brittany says, if this ends in a divorce, we will discuss what happened with him later in life. We're not fighting in front of him, and we try to do fun things like the aquarium and the zoo. I feel like Cruz is happier that we're not in the same house right now, and that tells me a lot. Are you and Jack splitting your time with him evenly? And Brittany replies, I probably have Cruz more, but we're good at being like, I have this to do today, so I'll drop him off. If I come home and Cruz isn't there, that's harder than anything. Jack is a good dad to Cruz. He's just not good to me. It sounds like you're in a decent co-parenting groove. And Brittany says, we're doing great with that. We're going to be in each other's lives, whether we stay married or not. I hope that we have more seasons for the valley. We will be around each other. Who have you been leaning on the most? And Brittany replies, the entire Valley cast has been incredible. Kristen is there for me, and VPR stars Shay and Lala are always texting me and checking in randomly. And finally, are you taking care of yourself? And Brittany says, I'm trying to stay busy working out, spending time with my friends, and talking to my family. I'm focusing on my mental and physical health. This revenge body is about to be insane. I'm getting my sparkle back. Jack is never satisfied, Cartwright tells Us Weekly magazine. Cruz is always going to come first, says Cartwright. Vanderpump Rules most shocking splits. These romances bit the dust in dramatic fashion. Jack Taylor and Stassi Schroeder. Schroeder gave Taylor the boot in season two after learning he cheated on her with her then bestie, Kristen Doot. Ariana Maddox and Tom Sandoval. Sandoval's affair with co-star Raquel Leviss behind his longtime girlfriend's back propelled Ariana to a new level of fame. Katie Maloney and Tom Schwartz. I was not getting my needs met, Maloney later said of why she pulled the plug on her 5-year marriage to Schwartz in 2022. Lala Kent and Randall Emmett. Kent had said Emmett, with whom she shares daughter Ocean, who's 3 years old, cheated on her repeatedly during their 3-year engagement. And finally, James Kennedy and Raquel Leviss. Leviss accused former fiancé Kennedy of being verbally abusive and told him her heart wasn't in it anymore during their 2021 breakup. Jack's side of the story. Taylor downplayed the separation in mid-March, saying, we're just having a little communication issue right now. That's all. There's nothing else. Adding that cheating had nothing to do with the split. There's no infidelity anywhere. It's just communication. During an early April appearance on the Bravo Investigator podcast, Taylor admitted he's had a hard time finding happiness and noted he's currently trying to find a therapist. Despite some differences of opinion, Taylor and Cartwright both say the Cruz is their top priority as they figure out their next moves. He's number one, Taylor noted. We both agree on that. Now we turn to hot Hollywood. Up first, Princess Kate family business crisis. The Middletons are determined to protect Kate from their misfortune amid her health struggles. Princess Kate's parents are doing all they can to shield their daughter from their financial woes amid her cancer battle. According to reports, Carol and Michael Middleton are unable to pay over $329,000 in insolvency firm costs for the embattled The Party Pieces company. Their business went into administration last June after 36 years. Carol is desperately trying to keep Kate fully focused on her recovery, a source close to the Middletons tells Us Weekly magazine. It's a very worrying time for the family, but they're not looking for any assistance from their children and don't want them to worry, especially Kate. According to the source, the 42-year-old royal is very close to Carol, age 69, and Michael, age 74, and checks in with them often. But talk about the business is off limits for the time being. Carol will be doing all she can to stop her daughter from stressing as she undergoes chemotherapy, adds a royal commentator. Party Pieces has collapsed, and it's been devastating for the family. But Carol will be most concerned about Kate's well-being right now. Carol is Kate's rock, says the Royal Insider. And Carol thinks the debt issues surrounding their company are serious and embarrassing, says a Royal Insider. Sasha and Isla, what went wrong? On April 5th, Sasha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher stunned fans when they announced their split after 13 years of marriage. Although there was speculation that the allegations made in Rebel Wilson's memoir called Rebel Rising may have played a role, Wilson accused Cohen of harassment and dubbed him a massive a-hole. A source tells Us Weekly magazine the claims have nothing to do with the divorce. They've been living separate lives since last year, says the source. But they wanted to give this space and time for their children to be okay with this before the news came out. In fact, multiple insiders tell Us Weekly magazine that Cohen, age 52, and Fisher, who's 48, had long been at odds, fighting about family responsibilities and their professional commitments. Adds the source, they are notoriously very private people and wanted to focus on their family before they got all this attention. In 2023, we jointly filed End Our Marriage, the exes shared on Instagram. Aoki's dating a man more than three times her age. There may be a 44-year gap between them, but Aoki Lee Simmons, who's 21, and Vittorio Asaf, age 65, couldn't keep their hands off each other during a recent getaway in San Bart. The photos, which show the Harvard grad and model, the youngest daughter of Kimora Lee Simmons, age 48, and Russell Simmons, 66, and the Serafina co-founder packing on the PDA on April 2nd, sparked outrage due to their ages. However, a source insists to Us Weekly magazine that Asaf is a really fun guy to be around. He's very charming, and women often flock to him, says the source. It's out of character for him to be dating someone this young, but Vittorio is having fun with Aoki. How Gwyneth and Dakota became friends. Over the years, Gwyneth Paltrow has sung Dakota Johnson's praises, calling her ex-husband, Chris Martin's new fiancé, a very good friend and an adorable, wonderful person. Though they have a close bond today, a source tells Us Weekly magazine that Paltrow, who's 51, was initially reluctant to embrace the Madame Web actress, age 34. It's only natural to feel a certain type of way when your ex starts seeing someone else. So there was some tension between Gwyneth and Dakota when she and Chris started dating in 2017, says a second source, noting that Paltrow also had concerns about their age difference. At age 47, Martin is 13 years Johnson senior. It took quite some time, but eventually Gwyneth saw how amazing Dakota treated her kids, Apple, who's 19, and Moses, age 18. Seeing her love them with her whole heart really changed the way Gwyneth felt. And now she treats Dakota as if she's part of the family, adds the first source. They even all hang out as one unit, travel and have big dinners together when they can. It's a healthy dynamic. Paltrow thinks Johnson is a genuine person who's with Chris for all the right reasons, says the source. The dark side of Christine's marriage. The details of Christine Quinn and Christian Richards' messy split came as a shock to fans of Selling Sunset, who watched them tie the knot and welcome their first child in the series. But behind closed doors, the couple's life together was tumultuous. They've had aggressive fights, an insider tells Us Weekly magazine. In addition to the recent court documents filed by Quinn, age 35, alleging that Richard, age 44, threw dog feces at her prior to his domestic violence arrest, Us Weekly magazine has learned that in the last 5 years, 17 incidents have taken place at the former couple's Los Angeles home, in which 911 was called. These include verbal disputes, potential trespassing, restraining order violation, injury, burglary, and several false alarms. Richard's attorney tells Us Weekly magazine the allegations are unfounded and there have been no incidents of domestic violence. Still, the insider says Christine always has to walk on eggshells around Christian and hide things from him to avoid scary arguments. Richard filed for divorce April 5th and is seeking sole custody of their 2-year-old son. And finally, in hot Hollywood, Shakira falling for her co-star. Shakira is having fun getting to know Lucien Leviscount. She's casually seeing him, a source tells Us Weekly magazine of the singer, age 47. Who enjoyed a dinner date with Leviscount, age 31, in New York City on March 26th, just days after dropping her steamy new music video for Punteria, co-starring the Emily in Paris actor. The chemistry started while they were on set, the source continued. She was pleasantly surprised by how charming and funny he was. While the two aren't jumping into anything serious just yet, a second source notes that the Grammy winner is happy where things seem to be headed. Shakira had a really rough last year after splitting from Gerard Piquet, says the second source. But she's moved on and is feeling better than ever. According to a third source, the attraction is mutual. Shakira and Lucien have a light, playful thing going on, and he's very into her. Shakira had a say in casting Leviscount in her video, a source tells Us Weekly magazine. And we wrap things up with 25 Things You Don't Know About Me. This week, it's Aaron Leitchie, the interior designer turned Bravo star, curates some fun personal facts for Us Weekly magazine. Beginning with number 25, My mom and Scarlett Johansson's mom were best friends growing up in Queens. People think I'm crazy, but I enjoy driving in New York City. On my first day of filming Real Housewives of New York, I met Uba Hassan in Washington Square Park, and I dropped my Bottega sunglasses. I had to ask someone with a grabber tool to fish them out of the fountain. Oi! My favorite way to wind down is taking a bath while sipping on my new favorite cocktail, the Maximilian Affair, mixed with Sanchamas, Mescaloom, and sweet vermouth. My supermom specialty is making a healthy meal for three kids in under 40 minutes, which includes the run to Whole Foods. At number 20, one of my favorite things to do with my kids is going to Target. It's a win-win. One of my favorite things about New York is the corner deli. I order a boar's head turkey sandwich with lettuce, tomato, banana peppers, a little bit of mayo and mustard on a roll, with Russian dressing on the side, and a bag of Hal's jalapeno chips. I never leave the house without Sunnies, lip balm, and Glow bronzing drops. My favorite ingredient in my kids' favorite chicken schnitzel is Kellogg's cornflakes. I'm a mellow maniac, and I have a Sonos speaker in every room. At number 15, I swear by true botanical products, lip balm, and lesser evil snacks. You're listening to 25 Things You Don't Know About Me by Aaron Leitchie. My favorite show growing up was Friends, but now I'm obsessed with Curb Your Enthusiasm. I still watch both on repeat. I know almost all the words to 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Tryin' album. I pick up languages easily. I speak Hebrew and Spanish fluently. I'm a big believer in manifesting and love reading the Law of Attraction over and over. At number 10, I use apps like Evernote to stay organized. My dream is to create a super chic mezcal bar. I love studying and everything real estate and design. I have a master's degree from New York University in sustainable real estate development. I have a penchant for anything vintage. When I went to college, I scored designer goods like Chanel and Dior because no one in Albany was buying those pieces at the thrift store. In eighth grade, I played the lead role of Juliet in Romeo and Juliet. At number 5, you'll never catch me in a kitten heel. I once ate guinea pig in Peru and washed it down with a pisco sour because it wasn't my vibe. But I'll try anything once. I have 2 coffee orders. When it's warm, I have a double espresso on ice with a splash of milk. If it's cold, I get a regular hot coffee with whole milk. Meryl Streep's brother was my principal in high school. And the number 1 thing you don't know about me by Aaron Leitchie, when I was younger, I collected all of the Absolute Vodka ads. As an adult, I love collecting matchbooks. The Real Housewives of New York City is streaming now on Peacock. There you have it, the latest celebrity news from Us Weekly Magazine here on Radio Reading Services. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Rockin' Ron from 103.5 WGRR. Have a great day.